Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve, and beloved, God is in the miracle-working business. Praise God. Each one of you that are listening are a miracle. We all are, because He does a miracle of transformation in our lives. He makes us a new creature in Him, and He gives us different desires, different vision, different purposes than when we were unsaved and walking in the world. He creates all things new. He makes all things new, and we are wonderful new creatures in Him. And I sometimes think it's nothing for Him to part the Red Sea, but to get a human individual who has freedom of will and choice to delight in God's will is truly a work of the Holy Spirit. That's the greatest miracle, I think, because we are stubborn, rebellious creatures in our own flesh, are we not? Well, enough of that. I want to be able to share with you a message which I've called The Blessed of God Are Walking with God. And there's something I want you to think about. The power of your spiritual life, the manifestation of God's presence, the quickening of His anointing, I believe it. We can almost measure it in exact proportion to the place held by God's Word in our life and in our thoughts. Now, that may be somewhat a stark statement, but think about that. As we really grow, and I trust those of you who walk with the Lord for any length of time, you found that your love of God's holy scriptures, the promises contained therein, are becoming more precious to you every day. You begin to see the wonders of God's grace, His love, His mercy, His forgiveness. And so as we increasingly cherish God's Word and seek to obey it, not just hear it, but to do it, to apply it in our lives, as we meditate upon it, there is an increase of the anointing of God, the life of God, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives, because we are connected with the source. Jesus is the living Word. This Word, the Bible, the written Word of God, He's one and the same. There's no discrepancy between Jesus, His character, His nature, as declared in the Word of God. And all the Old Testament is nothing but a highlight and a pointing to the revelation of Jesus Christ. The book ends with the revelation of Jesus Christ, right? The book of Revelation. Why? It's not just all the end time things that are happening. It's the revealing of who Jesus is and why He came, that He's coming back, praise God, to this earth as Lord of Lords and King. A King of Kings, praise God. And so, if you haven't yet discovered, you may be new in the Lord, a spiritual baby, there comes great blessing from consecutive, diligent, daily study of this glorious book we call the Bible. D.L. Mooney said of the Bible, "I have prayed for faith, and I thought that someday faith would come down and strike me like lightning, but faith did not seem to come. One day, I read in the 10th chapter of Romans, 'Now faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.' I had closed my Bible and prayed for faith. Now I open my Bible and began to study, and faith has been growing ever since." End quote. Praise God. Well, I think he's discovered a powerful truth. Amen. Well, let's look at the passage I'd like to share with you for the next several days, Deuteronomy 33 and 12. And this is, you know, there were 12 sons of Jacob. Of Benjamin, he said, "The beloved of the Lord shall dwell in safety by him. The Lord shall cover him all the day long, and he shall dwell between his shoulders," or is seen as a carried, Benjamin is seen carried like a child on Jehovah's back. Isn't that a precious picture? You've seen fathers carrying their children that way, just holding them by their arms, and that child is carried on their back. Well, that's what the Lord does to us, the beloved of the Lord. He was speaking, of course, prophetically to Benjamin, the youngest of the sons and greatly beloved of Jacob. Yet, we can apply that to our own lives. Benjamin, of course, was the youngest of the children of Jacob. His birth took place on the road to Bethel and Bethlehem. And his mother, Rachel, greatly beloved of Jacob, died in the act of giving him birth. And with her last breath, she named him Ben-Oni, which means son of my sorrow. But Jacob, no, he didn't want to name that child, that son, Ben-Oni. He changed his name to Benjamin, which means son of the right hand, or blessed, or fortunate. So have you ever thought, think about your walk right now with the Lord. What does it mean? What are you to be doing, regardless of the details? And God, he works out the details, does he not? He, you know, you might think and plan your pathway, but he directs your steps, okay? Joshua 1, 7 and 9 states, "Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do," this is the Lord speaking, "all the Lord which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. Blessed is the man that walketh in Psalm 1, that walketh not in the counsel of the godly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night." In Joshua, the word goes on to say, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Who doesn't want to be successful and prosper? Well, that's the formula right there. Have I not commanded thee? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. Beloved, we can claim that in our lives. If we are living in the Spirit, we are exhorted to, in New Testament, walk in the Spirit. So walking with the Lord is a wonderful, glorious privilege. We're not alone. Some of you may feel you've lost your best friend. You feel so alone in this world. No, no, no. If you're saved, if you're part of God's glorious family, you're never alone. And you can't let and won't let, and it's impossible, really, when you meditate on this, to feel all alone, because God's got a great big family alive right now on this earth, plus countless, millions others that are with him already in glory. Praise God. And so it can be a daily joy to know that God wants to walk with you, that is a powerful principle of God in our midst, of walking with God, that we're blessed of God to have him as our faithful companion. We can walk with him together. Think about that. He's no longer called us servants, he said in John, but as friends, as spiritual companions. So in our trials or in our battles, we can be acutely aware of his presence in and around us. Beloved, God lays down an invitation, in fact, a challenge, if you will, that we can know him in an intimate way. That's his desire for us as a bridegroom with the bride. He uses the intimacy of marriage as the closest human relationship that he can compare that kind of intimacy he desires with us. Beloved, he wants to guide you in every area of your life, and you can personally sense his beautiful presence speaking to you, gently leading you in whatever way you should go. He'll say, "This is the way, walk ye in it. Don't turn to the right, don't turn to the left, but trust me." And beloved, hallelujah, this is the Christian life, the kind of life that God has called us to. Praise God. You know, I just want to stop right here and take a little bit of time to minister to you and to pray with you, because some of you are really seeking to know the will of God. Yes, when there's a time of that a decision doesn't have to be made. In other words, there's seasons in our lives. It's very important we have God's mind. We're making decisions, whether with family, with loved ones, with employment, with our in our spiritual walk, regarding our church fellowship. There's important decisions we all face and a time to make those decisions. But other times there are seasons where we've made decisions and nothing is, God doesn't want us to change. We're to stay put, having done all, stand therefore, and fulfill God's good pleasure. And so I just want to pray right now for those of you who are, that you will have clarity. You won't be confused. God is faithful and just. He's, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask of God, which giveth liberty to all men, or upbraideth not. He doesn't accuse you. He doesn't make you feel little or stupid because you've asked for wisdom. Now, friends or humans might do that, or people that we've had in relationship, but no, our God never does. So, Father, right now I come to you for those who have decisions they need to make, important decisions, decisions, some, you know, they're all a big, sometimes they're life-changing decisions. Should you move? Should you stay put? Does God want you to move on, perhaps to another church fellowship? Does he want you to seek another job? These are very important decisions, but Father, we rest on that divine wisdom, that wisdom which is from above, which is peaceable and easy to be entreated, which is that which you would impart. And Father, I pray right now that you will impart wisdom to all those who are seeking wisdom, all those who are facing important decisions, and they will have an absolute peace and assurance and conviction in their heart that you are in fact leading them. Lord, even at times when we don't can't see very far ahead, you're working all things for our glory. You allow us those times of uncertainty so that we can walk in faith and trust in you. Amen. Praise God. Well, if you need prayer, beloved, we all need prayer. I ask you to pray for me. Amen. For this broadcast, that we can continue to sense God's heart for what you need to hear in terms of ministry of the Word. But I do pray you will, your love of the Word will grow more and more each day. And I do pray for you. I pray for you every day, my UCM partners, my radio family, even if you've never written. But if you would like personal, direct, intimate ministry, if you will, because I personally answer your letter, I invite you to write and share those needs. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.